stacks of other news around around Melbourne this morning. Jon Snow worked on the steeplegrass this morning again for Stephen Baster. They'd like a little bit of rain, and it is overcast in Melbourne, but the horse ran really nicely through the line in that gallop this morning. Jon Snow, who ran so well in the Memsie. Savile Row is the New Zealander now with Mike Moroney. They've really had an ideal preparation, certainly lines up in the Bobby Lewis. Again, Stephen Baster to take the ride there on 53 kilos. I Am a Star will run in the Let's Elope, 59 kilos. They'd like a dry track there. Her work this morning was spot on, and Damien Oliver will take the ride on 59 in the Let's Elope. Tabago, scratched last Saturday with a little cut to the leg. Gallop super this morning. They'll monitor that leg over the next 24 hours to make sure there's no further issue. And if not, the horse will definitely line up in the Maccabi Diva on Saturday. Booker loved its run at Caulfield first up. In fact, I'll bring Josh Rotter into this discussion because he's a great form man from the Melbourne Racing Club at Caulfield. Morning to you, Josh.
Good morning, Andrew, and good morning, listeners.
Yeah, Booker was so good for Simon Zara and Matty Allerton there first up. It runs on Saturday. Geez, it was good first up, wasn't it?
It was. I mean, if you take a line through Merchant Navy, he's a star, Merchant Navy down here, and Unbeaten Colt from the Mar Stable, you know, that she had to do a lot of work in the run, and it took all of Merchant Navy's, you know, finishing burst to run her down. So no doubt that form's very, very good.
Yeah, it runs on Saturday there, Booker. And I should mention also the other little snippet on Melbourne, Lance O'Sullivan. We'll talk to him probably tomorrow. Summer Passage had a nice, easy, slow morning this morning at Flemington. Inform jockey Simon Zara takes the ride in the Dane Hill on Saturday. We've seen Summer Passage here in Sydney back in the autumn on those heavy tracks, but the prep seems to have gone to plan. Now, this morning at Caulfield, you had jump outs, you've had course proper gallops. What's the news, Josh?
Well, fantastic jump outs here this morning, Andrew. The Caulfield trainers had a really good run at it. We had jump outs at Ladbrokes Park Sandown last Thursday, and we had some really nice horses such as Super Cash and Legless Verve go through those. They had another crack at the course proper this morning at Caulfield. From the 2,000 metre start up the hill, they're a really good guide. Heat one was really good to watch. Now or later, the imported mare from Aquanita Racing, Robert Smurden, showed a very, very sharp turn of foot up the hill there to win heat one. Ability in second spot for the stablemate. And there's talk about him maybe going towards the Scalacci on Guineas Day. So he's flying at the moment, Ability. And I really like the return of Pemberley from the Kieran Maher stable. It was placed in the Brisbane Cup behind Jocanti and Single Gaze. That form's really good. And, you know, in a half-mile jump out, I thought Pemberley was finishing it off really well. So plenty of form out of heat one at Caulfield this morning.
Yeah, Ability's going to go at this stage, freshening right up. Goes back to the Moya, the Group 1, and then into the Scalacci. They're the two races that Rob Smurden has in mind, Josh.
Yeah, well, I think the Scalacci, you know, fast speed off that Caulfield bend. He'll be finishing strong. And it'll be a magnificent day of sprint racing, of course, with the Everest up in Sydney and, you know, the Scalacci down here.
Yeah, for sure. Anything else from those jump outs, the key ones?
Heat 2 was another really good jump out. Robert has given a little fitness between races for experimentation. Son of Nakoni, very impressive at racing.com park last start. He had a little hit out. The Answer My Friend also had a hit out. I see it's nom for Randwick on a Saturday, I think the Bill Ritchie and a restricted race up at Randwick, but also at Flemington. Not sure which way he's going, but he looked good, the Answer My Friend, very sharp, winning that heat. Property returned for Robert Smurden as well, the smart 2-year-old going through that Blue Diamond series earlier in the year. First jump out, very quiet. Look forward to following that horse through the 3-year-old races this spring. But the Answer My Friend and Experimentation, both looking good form heading into their spring targets.
Righto. Any others?
Yeah, heat 3, Eclair Sunshine had a little bit of a look around Caulfield this morning for Philip Stokes. He's entered for the Dane Hill on Saturday and also the Exford Plate. Very quiet, looking at running on this Saturday at Flemington. And Archie Alexander was able to bring one down. Spun Largo, looking to run here on Bendigo Bank East Malvern Foundation race day. And Spun Largo was the winner of heat 3 for Archie Alexander and heads to Caulfield on the 23rd of September.
Okay, and people, the good news is, can go to the Melbourne Racing Club website later after lunchtime and they can view all these, Josh.
Yeah, they can view all the jump outs and very easy to use system. Yep. MRC.racing.com, you can type in a horse's name, look for all their jump out form, And, we've got jump outs there from Mornington and Pakenham and Sandown last week. So get on there, have a good look. I was really impressed with Super Cash last Thursday, Andrew. And that's another horse that'll go to the Moya and maybe also the Scalacci. So form students, if you want to get an edge, get onto that MRC website anytime, mrc.racing.com.
Yeah, no, it's a beautiful sight. I should mention David Van Dyke Gallop Yankee Rose at Cranbourne. Certainly at this stage, no issue with that. Heels fully recovered and goes to Saturday's Maccabi Diva. I think Single Gaze was one that worked there at Caulfield, Josh.
Yeah, it galloped on the steeple grass this morning. I'm not sure who its galloping partner was. She's not much to look at. She's little.
I can tell you who it was.
Who was it?
It was Le Romaine.
Oh, there you go. So, they obviously work very strongly. Le Romaine goes to the Maccabi on Saturday. And I think horses like Yankee Rose and Le Romaine will be a lot better suited on Saturday. We're expecting a little bit of rain this week in Melbourne. Every day, maybe 5 to 6 mils. So there'll be that little bit of edge out of the track, which I think will really help both Yankee Rose and Le Romaine.
Yeah, I spoke with Chris Lees earlier, and I've learnt between Chris's interview and now that they actually gallop together, Single Gaze and Le Romaine. So both camps are happy. Nick Olive saying that definitely she's come on Single Gaze and worked great this morning.
That was a bit of a Grand Prix race first up. You know, the Vega Magic got a picnic in front, and they sort of finished where they started. So I think everything was a pass mark in that Memsey Stakes for sure.
Okay, now on the move with time, Josh, but I've got to mention one thing, and that's the upcoming Blue Sapphire. Already starting to hear on the ring around with trainers, people starting to think and talk about this race.
Well, it's been a great lead up to the Coolmore at Flemington, Andrew. Last year, Flying Artie was able to win the race and take out the double with the Coolmore, Hugh Bowman on board. Year before, Keen Array won the Blue Sapphire, went to the Coolmore and finished in the placing. So it's a really good stepping stone to that major three-year-old grand final of Flemington over Cup Week. The 2017 Catnars Jewellers Blue Sapphire Stakes. So first decks are today, 12 noon. $330 if you're originally nommed for the Blue Diamond Stakes this year. And last year's Blue Diamond. And if you haven't, there's a late entry of $1,100. Caulfield Guineas, Stows and Guineas also. First decks today, $440 for the Caulfield Guineas, $220 for the Stows and Guineas. So all about the three-year-olds today, Andrew.
Yep, and don't forget, at 11 o'clock, the announcements of the Caulfield Cup and then the Melbourne Cup weights. And after midday here, we'll be talking with Greg Carpenter, the chief handicapper. Hey, Josh.
We love the weights coming out. That's when punters can really get their teeth stuck into the Cup Stubbles. Caulfield Melbourne Cup Stubbles. Al Mandon last year beat the handicapper. Who'll do it this year?
Yeah, there'll be someone plotting their plans. Maybe it will be Lloyd Williams' new horse, Johannes Vermeer. He's in quarantine and on the way for the Caulfield Cup, so you never know what will unfold. Hey, Josh, thanks for coming on and talking about what's happened. It's great information for our listeners early in the week.
Pleasure, Andrew. Any time. Look forward to chatting in the ensuing weeks.
Good on you, mate. Josh Rotter there from the Melbourne Racing Club.